In a nationwide push by the Marine Corps to reduce energy cost and consumption, Camp Lejeune and Cherry Point have begun training troops to cut down on power bills and bad habits. Sarah Finch has more.
Everybody uses electricity in their daily lives, and the U.S. Marines are no exception. Energy is vital for any military base, and energy costs have risen. With annual power bills of $20 million and nearly $40 million respectively, Cherry Point and Camp Lejeune want to cut back. Installation Energy Manager Lieutenant William Peacock, stationed at Camp Lejeune, says the biggest costs come from storing military hardware in North Carolina's temperate environment.
We consume a lot more than MCI West, which is all the bases on the West Coast, and a lot of reasoning behind that is because of how hard our HVAC systems work to get the moisture out of the air, so that takes a lot more energy.
An executive order from President Obama requiring all federal agencies to reduce energy consumption makes conservation at the bases even timelier. The Marine Corps created the Energy Initiative Program to get the ball rolling. Peacock says this program has allowed Camp Lejeune to install cleaner and more efficient systems.
Currently, we're transitioning off centralized steam plants that use coal to more efficient boilers that run off natural gas. You see the PV panels, a lot of people use them for the housing. We have a lot of that here on privatized housing, but we also have, you know, farms where we pump back into the grid.
It also led to the creation of another program, the Unit Energy Managers Program. While the Energy Initiative focuses on broad changes to base infrastructure, the UEM program deals with day-to-day energy habits of individual Marines and units. Cherry Point's Installation Energy Manager Bob Ruffin says the program allows units to smoothly implement strategies that help them the most.
From a facility standpoint, I can only do so much. The base is so large with so many different types of facilities. So the UEMs, they know how their units operate, and they can identify those inefficiencies and without compromising the mission.
So far, the program has been well received. The 42 unit energy managers in training at Cherry Point have actively participated in reducing energy waste, communicating with the rest of their unit. At Camp Lejeune, Lieutenant Peacock says the 100 newly trained UEMs have already started identifying ways in which their units could cut down on inefficiencies.
Maybe sealing up their building a little bit better. Some of them have leaky windows or their ceiling tiles are cracked. Now their HVAC is working harder or pulling more energy to cool or to power. They might run their equipment, their compressors or their generators too long. And, you know, now they're the eyes and the ears. They have that authority to change wasteful behaviors.
Lieutenant Peacock says he hopes the programs will have the same results as the Marine Corps' push to increase on-base safety a decade ago.
You rewind like 10, 12 years ago, and safety was not as big of a deal, you know, Marine Corps-wide, Navy-wide. You look at the progress you've made with a program like safety, which people don't consider it the most important thing. There's other priorities competing, especially in the military. So now safety is a pretty big deal. I believe energy is getting there. That's kind of the idea with the Energy Initiative program that's being rolled out.
Ruffin says the Marine Corps has a duty to be as energy and cost efficient as possible.
There's not an infinite supply of money, and every dollar that we use to heat or cool or light a building is a dollar that can't be used to ensure that our Marines continue to be the best trained fighting force on the planet.
Over the next several months, the UEMs will be communicating the value of energy and providing tips on how to use less power. These efforts may seem small at first, but once integrated into daily operations, can make a real difference. For Public Radio East, I'm Sarah Finch.